才读过的腓立比书第三章第十节。
I want to share with you a topic from the book of Philippians.
那里讲到晓得复活的大能。
It says to know the power of his resurrection.
这个是一个很重要的一个题目。
This is a very important topic.
我们对复活的大能大概有三种的情况经验。
When we think about the power of resurrection, we think of three things.
不同的人，不同的程度，有不同的了解。
Different people might experience or understand it in a different way.
有些人他听过关于耶稣的复活。
People heard about the resurrection of Jesus.
这个好多人都听过了，每天有活节。但是呢，第二个呢就是经历。经验过复活的大能。
Second thing is to experience the power of his resurrection.
有些事情他自己做不了的，他祷告上帝的工作在他的身上，他经验过复活的大能。
Sometimes you are not able to do certain things, but after prayer you experience God's work in your life.
这里说是晓得复活的大能。
Here is to know the power of his resurrection.
就是去明白复活的大能的意义对我们有什么意思？
To know is really to comprehend what's the meaning of the power of his resurrection.
按照保罗的这个讲法，就是当我们这个晓得复活的大能，我们就能够与他一同受苦，也与他效能够效法他的事。
When we according to Paul, once we know the power of his resurrection.We can suffer with him, and we can experience.
一个人能够坦然的面对苦难，能够效法耶稣基督的死的意思是说，他死的态度是那么坦然的时候，他里面的力量一定是好强大的。
When you can be like Christ to face the death, there is incredible power there.
所以今天我们要不单听到。耶稣的复活的事情。
So today we are not to talk, not merely talk about the power of his resurrection.
也不单有机会来经历他的在我们身上的工作。
We not only want to experience the work of Christ in our life.
我们也晓得福的大能，你知道，我们知道如何来面对人生的许许多多的事情。
We want to indeed know the power of his resurrection, so we can face the difficulty we in life.
有好多人他会追求经验复活的能力。
Many people want to experience the power of resurrection.
当然这个是很好的。
This is something that's very good.
我们确实需要那种复活的能力来帮助我们。
Indeed, we need the power of resurrection to help us in our everyday life.
但是呢，我们在圣经里面呢，其实也看到，你经验过复活的大能。不一定对你的生命对你的人生有所改变的。
But we also learn from the Bible, when someone experiences the power of resurrection, may not make that much difference in your life.
为什么我这样说呢？
Why do I say that?
从彼得跟门徒的经验我们就知道了。
Because we see that in the life of Peter and the disciples.
你记得吗？当耶稣复活之后，他就去到门徒当中。
You know, after Jesus was resurrected, he went among the disciples.
当时的门徒好害怕。
And the disciples was fearful.
耶稣就向他们显现。
Jesus appeared to them.
然后就把手把肋旁来给他们看。
He showed them his hands and his thighs.
圣经说他们看到耶稣那个复活的事情，心里就喜乐了。
I would say that they see the resurrected Christ and they were joyful.
不过，这个复活的经验，这个看见，却没有给他们的人生带来好大的帮助。
But you know, they witnessed the resurrected Christ, but did not change.
为什么呢？
Why?
后来你就知道了。
Because you know afterwards.
当他们遇到好实际的那种生活的情况，没有得吃。
When they face everyday difficulty, when they lack of food,
所以他们就说彼得就说我打鱼去了。
Peter said, "Let's go back to fishing."
然后呢，那个门徒也跟着他去打鱼去了。
So all the disciples followed him to go back fishing.
所以你就看到了。
So we can see.
看到耶稣的钉痕的手，看到耶稣的复活。
They see Jesus' hand. They witness his resurrection.
他们仍然跟世界的人一样。
But here they are just like everybody else.
还是要靠自己。
They depend on their own.
去打鱼。
They go back to their profession.
是不是啊？那个没有什么影响啊。
Did not make that much difference.
别人看到遇到困难，就用自己的力量去克服。彼得门徒也是一样。
When we face difficulty, we depend on our own strength. Same with Peter then.
可见
，so we can see.
你经验过，你看过，但是不一定有帮助。
Even if you know, if you experience the resurrection, it may not help.
我们必须晓得。
We got to know.
晓得就是在你的内心里面
，from the depth of your heart.
了解复活这个事情对你的生命有什么意义，有什么价值。
You must indeed understand the meaning of resurrection in our life.
所以啦，你后来就看到耶稣怜悯他们，再一次向他们显现。
That's why we see God, Jesus had mercy on them and revealed himself to them again.
不过这次显现呢有点特别。
But this appearance of Jesus is different.
他显现不是要证明给他们看。
He doesn't appear to them to prove to them.
不是单单给他们增加他们的信心。
Not merely to increase their faith.
这次显现很特别。
But this appearance to them are very special.
这次显现呢是在他们去打鱼了，但是打了整夜。好久都打不到什么。
This happened while they were fishing. They had been fishing all night without any result.
原来呢，人生都是这样的。
That's very similar to everyday our life.
我们常常从小了，我们就听我们的父母说，做事情要努力。
Ever since we are young, we heard our parents tell us,
努力才有前途。
Then you have a future.
努力才找到好的工作。
Then you can get a better job.
努力才可以。
You must do your best.
我们都明白，人生一定要努力工作。
This we all know. We must work hard.
但是努力也不一定成功，是不是？
But we know work hard may not.
人生都是这样的。
This is everyday life.
好多人的努力都是落空的。
A lot of people's hard work are in vain.
在那个时候，耶稣向他们显现。
So again, Jesus appeared to them.
告诉他们再次的下网打鱼。
Okay, he told them to cast their net.
这个他们也听从了。
Yeah, they
幸亏他听从了，他们听从了。
Fortunately, they listened to Jesus.
所以就真的打鱼去了，
so、
就下网打鱼了。
So they cast their net on the other side.
很明显的。
Very apparently.
他们经验到靠自己不行。
They realize there is nothing they can do, man.
其实他们是第二次经验了，是不是？
This is their second experience.
记得吗？有一次他们也是整夜劳力，打不做什么。
You remember that one? They will work all night.
耶稣叫他下网，要去随身之处下网打鱼。
You remember that Jesus tells them to go to the depth and cast the net in.
他们就打了好多鱼了。
They were able to catch.
他们的两条船的鱼。
Even the two boats cannot pull in.
这是第二次了。
So this is their second encounter.
所以神常常都给我们第二次机会啊。
And we can see Jesus always gave us a second chance.
他们就打鱼。
So they cast.
结果也是，这是很特别。
The same thing happened again.
这是不是装满了两条船的鱼
？Not only two full boats of fish.
这是了，根本拉不上来。
This time they cannot even move it.
圣经上说拉不上来。
They cannot budge it.
后来他们就拉到一个地方才可以解决这个问题。
So they were able to move the boat to another place to resolve the problem.
结果呢？啊，这个也好特别啊。
This is so unusual.
圣经特别记载了，他们打了153条鱼。
I will recall that they got 138 fish.
这个很特别啊，不。你算呢、啊？为什么会算呢？算打了多少了
？Why did Bible to record the exact number？
啊，我不太明白。
I don't understand。
不过我可以想象。
But I can imagine。
那个时候他们好喜悦。
They must be very happy。
那好像好多餐馆老板呢，每 天晚上回去数那个 cash 啊，都好高兴的。
老板，
越越要是数算了就好高兴了。
They are very happy.
这个好特别的经验。
This is their experience.
本来达不到什么
，before they got
现在达到了。
Now they got a full.
好几个激烈啊，153条鱼。
153 fish.
要晓得他复活的大能。
To know the power of his resurrection.
晓得什么呢
？So what do we know?
主耶稣的能力。
To know his power.
在他们没有办法的时候
，Why are they helpless?
他能够帮助他们。
He can help them.
不过这还没有完
But this is not the end.
这个故事还没有完
the story
因为这个故事这个事情不仅仅是让他们再一次看到那个能力
this experience not only to remind them of God's power
这次的显现是要让他们知道这位复活的主也是在他们的人生里面做各样预备的主
They also, this second appearance of Jesus also reminds them that He is the Lord in their everyday life.
啊，这个好重要，你知道吗
？This is such an important lesson.
神是为预备的神。
God is the God who prepares for us.
啊，好像这个亚伯拉罕所认识的神是预备的神。
The God Abraham is the God who prepares for us.
耶和华以勒。
Jehovah.
在山上必有预备。
The Lord will prepare.
你要知道。神的预备很重要。
It's so important to know God will prepare for us.
你知道吗？今天好多人的人生啊
，Many people's life.
其实花好多时间去自己去预备。
We spend so much time prepare for ourselves.
预备没有问题。
Nothing wrong with preparation.
但是呢，预备是永远不够的。
But your preparation is.
是不是啊？你为将来。好像永远都不够的。
We can never prepare enough for future.
只要花好多时间。
We spend so much time to prepare.
而且呢，这种预备呢，我们是是没有止境的。
And there is no end to our preparation.
所以呢，当你而且自己预备也不一定成功的啊。
Even if you prepare, there is no guarantee of success.
那在这里，主耶稣教导门徒。
Here.Jesus,
不用担心明天怎么样
Don't worry
不用担心将来怎么样
Don't worry about the future
再说 你不晓得预备多少才够
You never know how much you need to prepare
所以一定是越多越好
I know, more the better
我们的时间就花在一些不需要这个浪费在那种预备的时间
That's where we burn up all our time
我确实看到好多人，其实他预备的，到他离开世界的时候，完全不属于他自己。
Indeed, I witnessed so many people prepare all their life, end up with nothing.
主耶稣告诉他们
，Here Jesus told them again,
从你们所打的鱼里边拿几条来。
Jesus told them, take a few fish from what you catch.
然后呢，圣经怎么记载呢
？And then what the Bible says?
主耶稣为他们预备了炭火
Jesus prepared the fire
你知道吗预备鱼了鱼还是容易打炭火好麻烦的
You have a fish but you may not have a fire
预备炭火为什么预备炭火呢
Jesus prepared the fire to cook for them
这是呀就是给他们烧鱼啊是不是啊用炭火烧鱼啊、
so、can,
让他们可以吃啊
So they can eat
是不是啊这样很好的预备啊
These are very good preparation.
想起这个炭火烧的鱼了、啊，你就想起天下的母亲了，是不是、啊、
？When you think of the cooked fish, remind me of the mother.
总是会为他的孩子来预备食物的。
Mother who always prepare for their children.
所以这个是很特别的显现。
This is a very special appearance of Jesus.
主耶稣的目的是希望他们明白耶稣。是为他们将来预备一切。
Jesus wants to reveal to them that He is the one who will prepare for their future.
这种对这个预备的了解呢，其实有时候有另外一种意义的。
Actually, there's more deeper meaning to this preparation.
当我们知道主是预备的主
When we realize that God, Jesus is the Lord who prepared for you.
而当我们遇到在人生里面是某些缺乏的时候，
When we run into lack or difficulty in our life,
我们不需要过于担心。
We should not be anxious.
那些没有预备的东西，这个没有预备一定有原因的。
The thing that you are not prepared is for some.
在人生里面有好多事情。不管你是基督徒也好，不是基督徒也好，也不一定随心所愿的。
Yeah, so many things in our life just will not go our way.
因为只有神才知道为你预备什么才是最好。
Because only God alone knows how to prepare for you.
换句话说，
in other words,
我们也不必要追求那些我们永远追求不到的东西。
We should never prepare for things that we can never prepare for.
这种晓得在人生里面好重要。
To have this realization in life is also very important.
那现在呢，我想用些时间来看看拉撒路这个家庭，马大、玛利亚、拉撒路这个家庭，他们在晓得基督的复活的大能的事情上。是个怎么样的一种情况。
Here, I want to use Lazarus family to share with you how they understand the power of the resurrection.
或者说，从他们身上，我们来看怎么样的人可以晓得复活的大能。
Or from their life, we want to see who can understand, comprehend the power of this resurrection.
我的答案是人人都可以的，人人都可以。
Everybody can comprehend.
都可以晓得复活的大能。
Everybody can know the power.
因为神是向所有的人开放的。
Because God opened
his. 他不偏待人。
He is not against anyone.
但是呢
，However,
人的态度好重要。
Our attitude toward is so very important.
在这里呢，讲到最少从拉撒路的那个故事里面呢，最少我们看到有三种的情况。
There are three things that we can learn from.
或者说三种的态度。
Three attitudes.
帮助我们。
So we can help us.
了解复活的大能。
So that we can come to comprehend the power of Jesus' resurrection.
好，我们来先看第一个地方。
Let's go to the first point.
这个家庭很好，特别的。
This family is special.
在圣经里面讲到这个伯大尼的家庭呢。
This family is special.
当耶稣经过这个地方的时候，这个家庭就向耶稣开放。
Every time Jesus passed by, Jesus stayed with them.
耶稣就可以住在他们的家里。
Jesus can always stay with them.
所以住在家里呢，就有些很好的交往。
So they have a lot of close communication.
你知道吗？不是我们常常都有这个情况啊。我们的家庭不是向所有人开放的。
You know, our family doesn't open to anybody.
因为呢，我们都希望要 privacy 啊，我们要私人的时间。
We all value our privacy.
不是所有的人都可以来到我们的家的。
We don't just let anyone come.
因为好麻烦。
There's so much trouble.
又要跟他们谈话。
You got to spend time.
又要花时间来照顾他们。
You got to spend time.
又不晓得他们喜欢什么，不喜欢什么。
You really don't know what they want.
又担心照顾不周到。
You are worried that you may not do the right thing.
对吧？不过呢。
However.
我们为一些我们所喜欢的人，能够我们谈话好开心的人来开放。
How about people you love?You open your family because you enjoy their presence.
我们巴不得他来。
We wish for them to come.
我们巴不得我们整夜在谈话。
You can talk all night.
因为能够肝胆相照这个是不是很好的？这种才是这个都你会欢迎他们来到你的家。
Because of that deep communication understanding, you welcome them.
他们这个家庭与耶稣的关系就是这样。
This family is very intimate with Jesus.
他们好认识耶稣，好爱耶稣。
They know Jesus and they love him.
圣经里面也讲到耶稣素来爱这个家庭。
And Bible says,
你看到啊，圣经里面啊，有好几次地方呢，是特别来形容这个关系的。
So many places Bible describes their loving relationship.
一个简单的故事有好几次特别提到这一点。
In the story, you mentioned Jesus loved them so much.
比方说一开始
，On the beginning,
就讲到这个 这个家庭向耶稣开放了。
No, the family opened themselves for Jesus.
然后呢，又提到这个玛利亚，他特别介绍的玛利亚就是用香膏膏耶稣的脚，用头发擦干的那一位。
He said Mary is the one who anoints Jesus with the ointment.
是这样，你看这是看到的啊。
We know that story.
然后呢，当他们打发人去到耶稣那里的时候，那个人说。你所爱的人病了。
When they send a messenger to Jesus, the one he said that the family that you love is sick, the one you love is sick.
啊，我不晓得是那个人自己讲的，你所爱的人病了，或者说马大、玛利亚叫他这样说，我不知道。
We are not sure whether the messenger said that himself or was told by Martha.
不过呢，这个就是那个印象。
But that was the impression.
你所爱的人病了。
The one you love is sick.
然后呢，圣经也说，耶稣素来爱这些人。
Bible says that Jesus loved them.
还有一节圣经，我特别在刚才特别拿出来给大家读的。
There's a verse I want you to pay attention to.
就是第十一节。
That's in verse 11.
耶稣对门徒说
，Jesus said to his disciples,
我们的朋友拉撒路病了，是不是啊？十一节。我们的朋友拉撒路睡了，他说睡了。
Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep.
这个是很特别的形容。
This is a very unusual description.
在全本圣经里面。
In the whole Bible.
按照我所知道的，也许我错啊。按照我所知道的，只有三个人被称为神的朋友。
On the whole Bible, if I think of it, only three persons be named the friend of God.
知道那几位吗
？You know who are the three persons?
亚伯拉罕
，Abraham is one.
他被称为信心之父。
The one that called father of faith.
朋友就产生信心的。
The friend.
是不是啊
？I have faith.
然后呢？还有呢？摩西。
And then Moses.
摩西被称为神的朋友。
Moses was also called a friend.
他是向神忠心的。
He's someone who devoted to God.
与神无所不谈的。
He talked to God face to face.
第三个竟然是拉撒路。
And the third one is Lazarus.
因为觉得奇怪。
拉撒路。
我耶稣说。
Jesus said.
是耶稣说我们的朋友。
Is our friend Lazarus.
这个有点分别的。耶稣说跟拉撒路说有分别的。
When Jesus say and the Lazarus say are different.
假如我用个不是最好的比方吧哈。假如我说现在的总统啊 ，Donald Trump 是我的朋友。
If I say Donald Trump is my good friend.
没有意思的。
It may not have any meaning.
但是呢，假如 Donald Trump 说劳勃祥是我的朋友就不同了。
If Donald Trump
say, 有点不同。
Reverend Rowe is my friend.
那这个耶稣说拉撒路是我的朋友。
Jesus said Lazarus is our friend.
这个是表达了他们的关系。
He revealed their relationship.
什么人可以经验到复活的大能呢
？Who can experience the power of the Spirit?
是个有亲密的关系的人。
Is someone who is intimate.
因为这种亲密的关系呢
，Because that close relationship,
让这个家庭
allow the family
在最困难之中
，in their difficulty,
仍然可以向前走。
They can move forward.
最后
，in the end,
他们体验到上帝主耶稣的那个复活的能力。
And then they can experience the power of His resurrection.
你知道吗？他们所教育的事情呢，不是普通人可以面对的。
But nobody in country is not anybody can face.
除非他们之间有个密切的关系。
Unless
耶稣跟耶稣
they have that intimate relationship.
要密切的关系。
They must have an intimate relationship.
你知道吗？他们在这里讲到，拉撒路患了重病了。
Yes, the Bible says that Lazarus was sick.
你知道吗？这个关系不深的时候啦，就很容易这样想的。
For people who are in not close relationship, you might think.
耶稣啊，我们是朋友啊。耶稣啊，我常常都开放家庭招待你的。你不是那个叫瞎子看见、叫瘸子行走、叫人复活的耶稣吗？
That
walk. 为什么我们的兄弟会重病？
How
真是不够朋友啊。
Are you a friend?
不晓得，假如关系不深就会这样说啦。
They don't have a relationship, that might be.
这个还可以啊，反正人人都病的啦，没关系。
Everybody gets sick.
但想不到。
我
你知道这个消息之后，还留了，还等了两天才来。
You delay 2 days after you heard the message.
有没有看到？第六节，耶稣在所在的地方等了两天。
Jesus stayed where he was 2 more days.
假如我是马大或者玛利亚的话，我就请耶稣，请你解释一下，为什么要等两天
？I said, why you delay 2 days?
为什么
？Why?
真的不够朋友。
You are not friend enough.
不过他们的关系，他们的彼此好长时间的一种的关系，帮助他们继续的来保持这种关系。
Because of their long-term relationship and understanding, he is actually able to continue.
我不晓得弟兄姐妹你跟神的关系是怎么样。
I wonder how is your relationship with God?
我们的信仰从来都不会叫我们来单单来完成一些宗教的义务。
Our faith does not just call us to perform some religious ritual.
不只单单要你来做礼拜。
Not just come to sit in the church.
不单是想要你来做些那个宗教的要求，读读圣经、祷告、奉献，不是这样的。
Not just to come here to do service, to pray, not just that.
当我们要崇拜的时候，要敬拜神，这是一种关系的建立。
When we are worshiping God, we are establishing a relationship.
所以有些教会他受奉献之前呢，他会告诉弟兄姐妹，假如你不是基督徒，你就不需要奉献的。
That's why in some church, when they are taking the offering, they say, if you are not a Christian, do not participate.
因为这个是一种关系的表达，而不是一种宗教的义务。神没有需要你的小小的奉献，但是小小的奉献却表达了一种关系。所以我们做基督徒，我们需要有个人与神的关系。
That is very important that each one of you have a personal relationship.
除了崇拜之外
，besides worshiping，
平常的日子
，in everyday life，
找些时间安静在神面前
，we must have the time， private time with him，
建立了你个人的关系
，to have a personal relationship，
你才可以在一些看来遇到一些教育你不明白的教育的时候，你仍然可以继续向前
，so that when you encounter difficulty， you can keep moving forward。
所以呢，真的好需要啊，我们建立一个关系。
That we have an intimate relationship.
我所认识的神是为预备的神。
Our God,
确实是。
God who prepared.
我在预备这个讲道，我在读那个这个约翰福音的十一章的时候，我就有好深的感动。
When I prepared for this message, chapter 11, I was deeply touched.
当我读到耶稣预备那个鱼的时候
When I read about Jesus prepared the fish,
我真的感觉我的将来我不需要担心
I was assured my future is assured
你知道吗我其实我现在半退休了
I'm semi-retired
其实从我读神学开始了我就学习信心的功课
Seminary time, I begin to learn the lesson of faith.
到今天几十年了，我1969年读神学的。
1969。
那个时候，学院神学院对我们很好。
Seminary was very beneficial to us.
我不用交学费，我不用交膳费，吃饭的、不用交，也不用交住的费用。
They gave me full tuition. Everything is paid for.
其实是应该交的。
不
过院长呢，他有一个做法，你没有钱的话呢，你可以不交。
Principal is special privilege. He said, "You don't have money, you don't pay."
那院长呢，要求所有读神学的人都要辞掉他的工作，全心全意来读神学。
He also required everybody who attend seminary to get rid of full-time job. job.
所以呢，我读神学的时候就没工作了。
That's why I was a full-time student.
那礼拜一到礼拜五没有问题，因为在学院里面不用花钱。
Monday into Friday, I'm okay.
但礼拜六一踏出那个神学院门口了，那就要完全凭信心。
But the moment we step out the door, we doesn't live on faith.
有时候连坐车都不够钱。
We have no money for bus.
要凭信心来过了两天。
We must depend use our faith to live those 2 weekends.
后来好一点了，最初是最困难。
On the beginning was so difficult.
所以呢，几十年，从1969年呢，我就学那个信心的功课。
So since 1969, I've been learning the lesson of faith.
这种关系啊，好重要。结果呢，你知道我现在每个月，假如没有几十万呢、啊，我过不了。
脚
身不是我的脚身，我也过不了。我是总干事。
You know, every month we don't have $100,000 temporary.
不是一年几十万了。
Not one year.
是一个月几十万。
We have expenditure of over $100,000 every month.
这个是好奇妙。
It was amazing.
几十年这样来操练。
Over the day God discipline.
神是预备的。
啊，
这
个。
这个不单单是。为了认识上帝的大能
，Not only do we get to know God's great power，
这个晓得是要帮助我有能力来面对前面。
To knowing that so that I can have the ability to face what is to come。
过去的过去了 ，OK 了，没问题了。前面
，But how about the future？
我最近呢，我们把那个菜刀汤，我们有一栋楼了，把它卖掉。
Recently, we sold a building in China.
是上帝的恩典好大。
Indeed, God's grace was amazing.
我卖掉之后就还了好多的 mortgage.
After we sold, we were able to clear a lot of mortgage.
但没有完全还清。
We did not pay everything.
因为我 hold 住我，就要200多万，我不还。
There are 2 million the mortgage I did not pay.
Cash is the king.所以不还，因为银行也希望我不还，因为给他利息嘛。
Although bank prefer we pay them interest.
不还的话呢，我有两个选择。
And I have two options available.
第二选择啦，就我可以休息两年，不用每个月挡了几十万了。
Now we can take the rest and we don't have to do fundraising.
但我没有这样做。
But that's not what I did.
因为我不敢这样做
I dare not do that.
我怕我像那个又懒又饿的仆人 把钱藏在地里但我也知道藏在地里了迟早两年就全部用完
I know in 2 years the money will be gone.
那时候我要再起来就好不容易了
To have the energy to get out of game will be difficult.
所以呢我就拿了两百多万了
So I take the $2 million.
我在那个 Flushing买了一块地
you purchase a piece of land,
不大
not big,
三千尺
3,000 square feet
那然后呢那里可以盖五层楼
there we can build a 5-story building
有两层是有可以做脚绳的施工
we want to use two floors for Harold to
sell 那我就不用有个地方有两个地方我不用租将来就搬到这里每个月就省了17,000多
so if we can use that place we can save rent for $10,000
然后楼上呢还有三层楼
and then 3-story upstairs
最多可以到9个 unit
we can build up to 9 units
多些房间的话呢就 build 7个 unit
if we get big room we might need to build 7 units
那这个对将来就好够了啊。
so we prepare for the future
不过呢这两年就不得了
but these 2 years
这两年要盖的这两年
to build the building
就好不容易的
will be very difficult
不过呢所以我读到这个圣经我很有帮助
well that's why this scripture told me a lot
我知道我不问自己我不是为自己
I know I did not do it for myself
因为假如为自己好简单
It's so easy to be prepared for myself
40岁急流勇退退休
Now I can retire
名正言顺的
I'm retired with honor
然后把 两个把好多其实好多的我们的工作事工啊都交给啊下一代。
I can give all the tasks to the younger generation.
还要两百多万交给他们。
I gave them $2 million.
然后这个事工本身可以是 pay off 我们慢慢 pay off 我们的 mortgage.
We can come to an accomplishment at this time.
本来可以这样。
I can do that easily.
但这个预备的一种晓得那种体会，让我有力量可以继续向前。
However, the note that I understand that God prepared gave me the strength to move forward.
所以呢，这个是一种经验。
This is a personal experience.
你要晓得复活的主也是为预备的主。
To know our God is God who prepared.
那另外呢，第二个地方呢
？The second point.
你知道吗？这个耶稣等了两天之后
，After 2 days，
啊，拉撒路就死了。
Lazarus passed away.
然后呢？就去到这个地方的时候，已经死了四天。
By the time Jesus arrived, he had been dead for 4 days.
这个是一个不容易面对的事情。
This is a very difficult thing.
我刚才都说了，这两天是不用等的。
2 days,
其实这个马大跟玛利亚两个人不约而同的，当耶稣来到的时候，不约而同的讲了一句话。
Both Martha and Mary.
讲了什么话呢？假如你早来，我的兄弟就不死了。
You have been earlier, my brother will not die.
是啥？这个是人之常情啊。
This is what our fool feels.
假如他们没有讲这两，没有讲这句话，
If they did not say this,
而放在心里，
just keep in their heart.
其实他们就不是朋友了，是不
是？
朋友是可以埋怨的。
A good friend complain.
你从来没有听过你的朋友埋怨的，大概你们不是好朋友了。
Your friend did not complain.
是不是？
You're not close enough.
夫妻也是啊。
Same with the.
从来不埋怨的，表示他不 care 你嘛，他不
懂
这个没有不是好现象。
It's not a good thing.
好，他们都要埋怨。
They complain to Jesus.
所以有时候你做基督徒埋怨一下不要紧啊。
It's okay to complain.
不要放弃好了，最主要不要放弃。最主要放弃，是不是啊？埋怨是人之常情。
It's human to be complaining.
你关心，你 care， 你才会埋怨。
Only if you care, you will complain.
否则你就不用讲什么，你下个礼拜就来，不来就是啦。离开这个信仰就是啦。但是为什么他们能够在这种延迟了、死了、没有盼望了，到一个极端的甚至发臭了那个情况，耶稣才来？这种情况他怎么来面对的呢
？How do they face when they after despair when everything comes to an end？
这个不容易的。
It's very difficult.
除非他们有真的一个完全的信仰。
One day they do trust Jesus.
但是也是因为这个缘故呢，你才会经历到复活的大能。
Because of that trust, they experience the power of the Spirit.
你知道吗？我们好多基督徒都不会让我们遇到这种情况的。
Many of us are willing to allow ourselves to reach that stage.
我们都是好像跟上帝约法三章。
We always have an agreement.
我可以信你。
I believe in
我可以来礼拜堂
I come to church,
我可以奉献我可以祷告
I can pray, I can give offering.
但你要恩待我啊
But you be gracious to me.
你不要让我遇到困难啊
Don't give me too much difficulty.
是不是啊有些人病就走了
If I get sick, that's the end.
有些人重病就走了
If I am sick,
有些人死了就走了
I,
还没有臭就走了是好多是这样情况。
So、
我们根本不会让有困难临到我们的生活里面。
We don't allow any difficulty to come to our life.
有时候包括我们教会的开同工会的时候
especially on the co-workers meeting.
这是正常的。
This is so normal.
我们都有这种想法。
We all have understanding.
我是同工。
I'm a co-worker.
我是执事。
I'm a deacon.
我的责任。就是保守这个教会
My job is to serve the church
立在不败之地是不是
So that the church can be victorious
不会有困难的
So So that we would not have any difficulty.
不会有危险的。
So that we would not experience danger.
我绝对不让我的教会有危险的。
I would not allow our church to be in danger.
正常。
This is normal.
但我们却因为这个缘故，我们从来不会经历到，不会晓得复活的大能。
But because of that, we never experience the power.
因为我们已经站在不败之地。
Because we are always in the same spot.
是不是？我根本不让我自己一败涂地，不会的。
I will allow myself to be failed.
我们从香港来了，我们讲广东话的人啊。我们就听看都有时候到好的就看都 一套电影啊，叫好以前啊，英雄本色啊，英雄不色啊。那里那个明星啊，电影明星啊，这个周润华，他就讲了一句话。啊，我听说啊，我可能错的啊，可能是别人讲的。他说我绝对不会让人。把他的手枪指着我的脑袋的，
对不对？
绝对不会让人这样对待我的。我们有时候基督徒了，我们也绝对不会让我们会有一种失败的一种可能性的。
We never allow ourselves to possibility of failure.
所以很多时候我们在教会里面，牧师讲信心。
When it's about time to talk about faith,
我们根本不需要信心。
We don't need faith.
因为我们都 OK 了。
We are OK.
我们都 OK 了，所以信心根本讲讲而已。
We don't need faith.
除非
unless
在我们信仰里面
，in our faith，
我们的信心到个程度
，we believe to a degree，
我们跟上帝的关系到个程度
，our relationship with God，
到这样的一个病重了。他延迟了两天了，不明白的一种情况里面，我们仍然坚持下去。
Now we can still come to him after 2 day delay and desperate situation.
然后上帝的手开始工作。
And God's hand will begin to work.
我们晓得他复活的大。
So that we can experience his power.
好了，我希望大家能够有这种态度。
I hope we can have that mindset.
还有最后。
And finally.
在这段圣经里面呢，后面呢？讲到耶稣有两个吩咐，一个吩咐就是解开大撒路出来，大撒路出来，另外一个就是解开叫他走。什么人可以晓得父的大能呢？愿意来回应神的吩咐的人。
People who respond to his call.
你可以想象，当耶稣那个拉撒路在坟墓里面
，When Lazarus in the grave，
那时候那个石头已经打开了
，The stone was rolled away.
耶稣就呼叫
，Jesus called to him，
拉撒路出来
，He said Lazarus，
啊，就是复活的能力
，The power of
resurrection. 结果拉撒路就活了
，Lazarus come out.
但是他整个人都在绑住的。
But he will completely find out.
怎么出来啊？
How did he move?
你可以想象，好难出来啊！
You
can see it's very difficult. 那撒路知道我活了。
That's why I'm alive now.
你知道，好多基督徒都知道我重生了，我活了。
Another Christian said I'm born again.
但我怎么出来？
How do I come out?
我知道。
I know.
但是我做不到。
I cannot do.
有没有这样讲过？
This is so common.
哎呀，好难的。
So、
圣经好难的。
So、
我知道。
No,
我愿意，但我怎么出来的？
But how am I going to do it?
都绑住的。
I'm completely bound up.
但是拉撒路不错。
Lazarus OK.
拉撒路我不晓得他怎么起来。
I don't know how he get
out. 他在弯弯腰就可以起来吧？我想那个卷的时候就打红桨嘛，他可以了，挣扎他就起来了。
He must struggle to get out.
那可能是跳出来，是不是？跳出来。总之他出来
了。
啊，这个你不要小看这个是很好的态度啊。我不能够走出来，我就跳出来。
是不是？
我用力跳出来。我走得不好，但我跳不要紧。这是拉撒路的回应那个呼唤。拉撒路出来。所以呢，你复活之后要出来啊，是不是啊？不错就好，捆绑，但是出来啊，尽力出来。
He must come out of the totally under bondage.
不过呢，那个基督徒常常在飘也不好，是不是啊？都好多东西要捆绑住，就是跳的也不好。你真的看到好多基督徒都是跳的。好大好热心啊，就跳了大步，然后就停下来，然后等好久就跳第二步。怪怪的，有时候倒下来这样。还是要解开哈，要解开。啊，解开这个好重要。是要解开啦，要别人解开，是不是啊？要门徒来解开。所以呢，我们在教会里面有一个好重要的任务，彼此帮助。啊，我们叫不要解开吧，叫开解吧，啊，开解。太简比较容易明白一点。哎呀，我们好多基督徒都需要开解的。所以教主的学不错的，教查经班不错的，你可以帮助解开开解弟兄姐妹的捆绑。我们也要有一种心愿，要解开自己。
We also want to be willing to unbind ourselves.
不要满足于那种跳的人生。
We don't want to live a life of hopping.
好像大发热心就跳一跳。
When you are enthusiastic and you hop.
灰心丧志就倒下来，这就不好啦。
And you fall down.
所以呢，要做正常的解开，叫他走。
We must be unbind so that we can walk.
事实上，有好多人生里面有好多的事情啊。虽然信了耶稣，还是需要被解开。
Even though we are Christian, we still need to be unbinded.
我们也要有一种心态，有一种意愿，要解开这些。
We must also have a heart to want to be unbinded.
你知道，好多基督徒啦，信了耶稣之后啦，还会被好多迷信的事情啦来绑住的。
有没有看过？ Are still bound by so many superstitions.
我记得好久以前啦。有一位姐妹，她信了耶稣，初信主啊，很好。有一天呢，我好像是过年的时候，她拿了一个观音拿来找我，她好像战战兢兢的跟我说：“老牧师，这个怎么办？怎么办？”我说：“为什么怎么办呢？”我就在他面前把东西给他打碎，丢在垃圾桶啊。但是你可以看到那种捆绑。
He was bound by fear.
我们不要被这种捆绑。
We don't want to be bound by that.
有时候呢，可能是别人的眼光，不是我们的那种想法。
Sometimes maybe other people's opinion, not your own.
我们也不被别人的眼光来捆绑我们。
We don't want to be bound by other people's opinion.
我一月份的时候，我就举行70岁生日，同工帮我开了一个生日会。
In January, my coworker celebrate my 70th birthday.
然后同一天呢？
On the same day.
是我的那个儿童村的总监，他的安息礼拜。
Also, it's a memorial service for one of the coworkers.
那我早上我就去参加安息礼拜。
So in the morning I went to the memorial service.
晚上我就庆祝我的生日。
Nighttime I celebrate my birthday.
那好自然啊，好正常啊。
Everything is very normal.
但是有一位同工啊，角色的同工啊，他竟然对我说，他老牧师啊，我没有想过你会去安息礼拜。
I did not think you would go to the memorial service.
为什么不去啊？
I said, why not?
为什么也不去、啊、
Why did not go?
可见他那种捆绑还在，是别人的看法啊，
People's opinion
会影响了、
okay.
还有一次最近的事情
Recently,
我的孙女
My granddaughter,
很快到100天了
100
我也是小好小的人，我们就好，就是同工亲戚朋友就请他来吃一个便饭，一个晚餐。
So we have a small dinner to celebrate.
有一位同工，他的丈夫刚刚离开世界。
One of the co-workers' husband just passed away.
然后师母打电话给他，请他来吃饭。
So We invite her to come.
他就讲了一句话。他说：“你们不介意吗？”
You don't mind?
你们也知道，基督徒啊。我们都不要给那些迷信的事情来捆绑，捆绑我们好有好多不同的事情。有我们过去的一些过犯、一些软弱、一些失败，都会捆绑我们，叫我们不能够走得正常。好像那个浪子，当他悔改之后，他对自己说。他说我得罪了天，也得罪了父亲。我不配再做儿子了，我只配做雇工。是不是啊？这种失败把我们绑住。父亲的心意不是要一个雇工，父亲的心意是要一个儿子，要把这种失败感呢拿走。好多好多的捆绑、我不多讲，要小心，要解开，要彼此帮助，让我们能够自由的来一步一步走我们人生的
路。
所以要回应、当耶稣吩咐的时候要回应，当你回应的时候，你经历复活的大
能。
三种态度，
three attitudes，
让我们晓得复活的大能。
So that we can know the power of resurrection。
第一种是什么？
The first one，
跟神建立个人的关系。
You must have a personal intimate relationship。
花时间的。
It takes time。
然后允许神在你的人生中把你带到你不愿意的地方去，让他在哪里彰显他复活的大能，然后回应顺服。在这些过程中，神的能力在我们生命中发动，我们晓得这好重要。神是真又真又活的神，
How God is a living God，
是我们可以经验的。但我们必须要让这种经验、这种的事情能够有机会发生在我们的生命中。
But we must allow the opportunity for these things to happen。
我们起低头祷告。
亲爱的主，感谢你，
耶和华，感谢你
怜悯了我们这个渺小的生命。
Thank you for your grace from our tiny life。
在你的圣经中有好多的应许。
In your Bible, we find so many promises。
是每一个人都能够去体验的。
Promises for every one of us。
求你帮助我们。
We ask you to help us。
不单风闻有理。
Not just hear about you。
而乃是能够亲眼的看到。
See you with our own eyes，
也称亲身的来经历你的大。
Your personal experience, your power。
愿你来帮助我们的生命更加的成长。
We ask you to help our